From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook. What's the hottest thing on TV these days? Corpses and autopsies. It all started 6 years ago with CSI, Crime Scene Investigation. Now that the body count in prime time is on the rise, so is the need for people to play dead. And as reporter Gloria Hillard found out, when it comes to the open casket call, it takes more than being still and holding your breath.
Quietly, we're rolling.
Well, the cameras of CSI New York were trained on a scene with two of the show's stars.
And action.
On the other side of the soundstage, John Goodwin, who does special effects makeup for the show, was in the autopsy room, setting up the table for the actor he just finished working on.
He's been lying for about 4 hours on our gurney in the makeup effects room. We've applied a false chest piece to him.
Right now, it's pretty much a wrap for my character here on the show.
Actor Jason Carter's character died from a drug overdose. His face is pale and swollen, and the prosthetic chest that will allow the show's coroner to perform his autopsy was peeking under his bathrobe. This is a first for the actor, he says, but he's been preparing.
You kind of got to take yourself to a meditative state. You know, because you're not supposed to really look like you're blinking or breathing, so you know, you kind of have to watch your breathing, that kind of thing.
Susan Bluestein, the casting director for the CBS show NCIS, says casting a principal actor who ends up dead, especially in a morgue scene, can be a challenge.
I have to really get into it with agents. I have to be extremely specific about what people will have to do because they have to lie for hours, sometimes with heavy prosthetics, sometimes completely naked. And these are things that actors really have to agree to do before they go in to audition for the part.
Those issues don't come up for Matthew Mungall's body stand-ins. His company, WM Productions, provides many of the fake bodies and gruesome crime scenes for the police procedural shows. There's an odd chemical smell in the air, and as you can imagine, the place looks like a scene from one of your worst nightmares.
This is for NCIS. It's a burnt body that was in a chimney. So, yeah, exactly. The writers come up with the ideas. Then it's up to us to bring their ideas to fruition.
It costs about $5,000 for a dead body here, but at Central Casting.
And this is your first time registering with us?
Yes.
Oh, right on. Welcome.
Here, there are hundreds of aspiring actors willing to do the job for a base pay of $136 a day, including lunch from craft services. Alan Kenemar casts extras, the people you see in the background of a shot, for CSI Miami.
More people submit to play a cadaver than any other thing. They think that is the ultimate, to play a cadaver on CSI. I tell them that they will be in little or no clothing. The right areas will be covered. Let them know that it's going to be a long day and that a lot of makeup and a lot of blood and gore will be applied to them.
Come on, baby, watch your back. Back on the set of CSI New York, three extras from Central Casting were getting some of that fake blood applied to them. Daniel Ferguson was not looking anything like his 8x10 glossy. He had a ghastly mortal head wound, and his skin was a silvery gray color.
This is my second time playing a dead guy. I did about 8 weeks ago, and it was fun.
The autopsy room is the final scene of the day, and actor James Glenn, pale and with neck bruises, was getting ready to take the autopsy table next to Ferguson's. He says for an extra, playing a dead person is a great role because you're closer to the principal actors and director. Not to mention, in forensic shows, chances are you're going to get your close-up.
It is always a hope that somebody's going to see you and say, that guy rocks, I want him to do this for me.
All right, here we go. Bye, everyone.
And they all did really well. No one moved, or blinked, or breathed.
One more.
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.